Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Prutz. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, I'm here in spirit more so than physically, but
right.
I am back.
Right. Well, I guess the listeners probably understand why you weren't here last week.
Yeah, I think they can guess.
And you're on the mend.
I am. And a special thank you to our producer, Holly Rotter, for filling in my chair for me. I appreciated that.
Couldn't have done it without her. It was fantastic having her here.
Well, and it was a very interesting show. I found myself sitting in my car listening to the show on Saturday and thinking to myself, God, you know, this really is a fascinating topic, because listening to, I think it was Jade, talk about the different kinds of water gardens and how what great things they can be to make your environment better at home. It was really interesting.
Yeah, from a bird bath to a giant waterfall, there's nothing. I just love them. There's something about water. My entire life I've been attracted to water, both indoors and outdoors. But it was just nice to have that conversation.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people contemplating what they're going to do in terms of their backyards this spring. So hopefully more of them will go that way. Well, Rick, unfortunately, this week we're going to talk about something that's a lot less fun and a lot more somber. But I'm afraid it's something that we really do have to address, and it deals with a lot of the issues going on in the animal community that are really, really serious issues. And we're going to talk about a lot of the ill treatment that's going on in the pet community.
Well, yeah, and I think public consciousness is what really rides this horse, you know, as the public becomes more conscious to what is good, what is bad, what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. The more information that's shared, I think that's truly the guiding force of what determines, you know, what a pet store does, what the neighbor does, what we do from a veterinarian community. You know, there's a whole change and shift of priority. What we do now is not what we did 50 years ago. What we do in 50 years from now will not be what we do today. But it's nice to have this public consciousness conversation, and hopefully we'll have more of this as time goes on.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, because I've even seen it with certain issues that tend to be controversial. And then as people get more accustomed to them and they hear more and more positive stories about them, their views tend to change about them. I go back to the conversations we've had about e-collars, which I've advocated since my first introduction to them, because I saw the positives that came with them. And boy, the amount of, I won't say abuse, but negative feedback I got from them.
Sure.
And as time has gone on, it seems that that lessens a little bit. But that's largely from education and experience. And that's why it's important not to paint with too broad of a brush and assume that we know all the answers right out of the gate, because a lot of times we just don't.
And you know, I'm a listening ear when it comes to the show. I pay attention to what our guests say. And from that perspective, you know, just like on e-collars alone, when we brought on that product line, I knew when we were talking about training devices not to ever recommend that in a situation where somebody wasn't really going to commit themselves to learning how and what to do.
Right.
You know, whereas had I not been listening to the show, had I not been involved in the show, I may not have known that it would not just come obvious. I mean, I kind of do.
Right.
But the point is there's someone listening out there that by listening to the show, hopefully they will change their perspective and not just go out and buy that, but instead get the training necessary or access the training wherever that might be in order to be a responsible e-collar owner.
Right.
You know?
No, you're absolutely right, because I even go back to our discussion 2 weeks ago with Dr. Williamson in the studio talking about the issue of fleas and the proper way to treat them.
Sure.
20 years ago, what was the answer? You just went to the store and got one of those Hartz collars and put it on the dog, and that was the answer. But that really wasn't the answer. And bottom line is, it took the veterinarian community to really educate the public to where now the approach that a lot of folks take have changed. And we had the story last year, if you remember, about the insufficient labeling on the various products that were out there and the important need of it. And I know you've been involved in making sure, when is it appropriate for me to sell the solution to you or for you to go to the vet?
Go to the vet.
And,
you know,
and get it done at the vet. So.
And there's a lot of people coming in the door that just don't know one way or the other. So it's always great to be in that position to say, hey, in this situation, you really should consider going to the vet as opposed to buying that off the shelf.
Right. You know? But it gets back to, I believe, that philosophy that you have always espoused in your business, and I wish more of them did, which is that education and teaching is just as important as anything else that you do for people to succeed with it. And that's partly why this show has been able to succeed, because we really do get a forum to educate myself first and everybody else about a lot of things that they just don't know related to proper pet keeping.
Yeah, we have to, as a business, bring enough money in to keep the doors open. However, what really drives us, the fuel that goes into our tank and the reason we do what we do, is the passion of pet keeping. You know, we want to do right. We want to do right to the animals. We want to do right to the customers. We want customers to be familiar, knowledgeable, and experienced. And, you know, that happens one customer at a time.
Well, today we're going to have a serious discussion. First, we're going to have Annie Carlson from Michigan Citizens Against Canine Long-Term Tethering. And she's really trying to deal with the issue of tethering these animals and the importance of that. Then we're going to talk with Jill Fritz from the Humane Society of the United States, the Michigan director, on unethical euthanizing and some horrible, just absolute terrible procedures going on. Then we're going to have in Pam Sordell, who is into puppy mill awareness. And I got to tell you, Rick, she's a passionate lady when it comes to her opinion about these animals.
Sure.
And frankly, because I know you, I know what you believe about proper pet store keeping. But it's going to be interesting, because she's got some very strong beliefs that a lot of your brethren in your business may not be doing the right things in certain areas.
Yeah, it's certainly, I think from her perspective and what she sees as the standard for pet stores and what they should be and what they shouldn't, there's always going to be disagreement in our industry. And she definitely represents one side of the pole that kind of helps pull us at least towards the center.
Right. Well, that's the conversation we're going to have today here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Be sure to listen to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1320 a.m. WILS. If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.